Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Viewers of Madani Channel, as we discussed in our previous episode, we spoke about the greatness and importance of parents. The presence of parents in our lives is a tremendous bounty. We also learned how to value this bounty and express gratitude for it. Dear viewers, today we will hear about how children too are a great bounty for parents. We'll explore the responsibilities that come with this bounty and the shortcomings that are often found in fulfilling them. So let us first attain the honor of listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the work before which the hamd of Allah Almighty is not performed and durood is not sent upon me does not have any blessings in it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, as we previously heard, just as parents are a bounty for their children, children too are a bounty for their parents. The greatness and importance of both these bounties are undeniable in their own right. Children are such a bounty that people always yearn for them. After all, who would want to be deprived of the bounty of having children? Allah Almighty has placed in human nature a deep sense of mercy, compassion, and love for one's children. As soon as a mother's lap is filled, it is as if the season of joy begins. Lonely homes are transformed with the lively presence of children. Children are the very bounty who become the center of a parent's hopes for the future and their hereafter. Parents naturally desire a successor, someone from their own lineage who will support them in the matters of both this world and the hereafter. Allah Almighty also refers to the children as a worldly bounty in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty proclaims, "Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayat ad-dunya." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, wealth and sons are the adornment of this world. This is the very bounty for which even the noble prophets alayhi wasalam made heartfelt supplications. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam reached the sacred land, he did not yet have any children. So he turned to Allah Almighty in supplication. Allah Almighty has mentioned this prayer in the Holy Quran in the following words, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O my Lord, grant me a pious child. So we gave him glad tidings of a forbearing boy. Similarly, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam also pray to Allah Almighty for children. The Holy Quran mentions his supplication in these words, قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُوكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Zakariya prayed to his Lord, requesting, O my Lord, grant me pure offspring from your courts. Indeed, you alone hear the supplication. From these Quranic verses, we learn that children are a great bounty from Allah Almighty. Desiring children is the way of the noble prophets. We also understand whenever anyone prays to Allah Almighty for children, their prayer should be for righteous and pious offspring. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed, he humbly asked in the court of Allah Almighty, "Mina salihin," which means grant me righteous offspring. Similarly, when Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam prayed, he said, "Zurriyatan tayyiba," which means grant me pure and virtuous offspring. Allah Almighty also describes one of the qualities of true believers as those who pray for pious and Allah-fearing children so that by witnessing their good deeds and their obedience to Allah Almighty, and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, their hearts may find peace and joy. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلَّا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan. And those who say, O our Lord, grant us comfort of the eyes from our wives and our offspring and make us leaders for the pious. Therefore, whenever you ask Allah Almighty for the bounty of children, ask specifically for righteous and pious children. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear song brothers, we have heard that children are a great bounty from Allah Almighty and a source of strength and joy for parents. Whenever Allah Almighty blesses us with the bounty of a child, the very first response should be to humbly bow our foreheads in gratitude before Him. We should express deep thanks to Allah Almighty. After that, we may celebrate in any lawful manner we wish. We can also give charity in the path of Allah Almighty as a form of thankfulness and a way to bless the child. Viewers, this is one way of showing gratitude for the bounty of children. However, one of the best ways to truly thank Allah Almighty for this bounty is to fulfill the responsibilities that come with it. The bounty of children requires that the rights Islam has established for them be fulfilled completely. Among these rights are providing them with halal sustenance, taking care of their needs, giving them a good name, treating them with love and kindness. Another very important right is to ensure they receive proper education and upbringing according to Islamic teaching. Viewers, the right of educating and training children is so important that Islamic teachings include an entire section dedicated to how children should be raised and educated. This is because it is education that elevates a human being to the level of true humanity. The better a child's Islamic education and upbringing, the more positively he will contribute as a valuable member of society. Regarding the education and upbringing of children, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, treat your children with kindness and teach them the best manners. Similarly, on another occasion he said, no father has given his child a gift better than good manners. Mufti Ahmad Yaad Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, good manners mean raising the child to be religious, Allah-fearing, and pious. What gift could be better for one's child than this? It benefits them both in this world and the hereafter. Parents should not only make their children wealthy, rather they should make them strong in faith and religious values before departing from this world. This will even benefit the parents in their graves, for the reward of righteous deeds of living children reaches the deceased in their graves. Viewers, here, education and upbringing refer to the Islamic education and upbringing of children. Many people provide their children with modern education with great pride and extravagance, but they deprive them of Islamic education. Their focus is often on children's future and wealth. However, they neglect to consider their children's hereafter. As a result, these unaware individuals not only fail to fulfill their children's rights, but they also put their children's hereafter at risk. Sometimes, depriving children of Islamic teachings leads to dire consequences. As mentioned in Tanbih al-Ghafirin, a person visited a scholar from Samarkand, Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and said, my son has beaten me and caused me distress. In surprise, the scholar asked that can a son ever strike his father? The person replied that yes, it has happened. Oh, Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then inquired, did you teach him knowledge and manners? The person answered negatively. He asked again, did you teach him the Holy Quran? The person again replied negatively. So Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, then what does he do? The person replied, he works in farming. Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala said, do you know why he struck you? The person replied, no. Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala then remarked, I believe that when he was riding the donkey in the morning, he had an ox in front of him and a dog behind him. He did not know how to recite the Holy Quran. So perhaps he was mumbling something. And when you came in front of him, he thought you were a cow and he struck you on the head. Be thankful that he did not break your head. Viewers, as you just heard, Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala insightfully identified the reason behind the son's disobedience and disrespect. His father had not provided him with Islamic education. Therefore, while fulfilling the rights of your children, make sure to give them proper attention, not only a worldly education, but also an Islamic upbringing and values. This is how you can find success in both this world and the hereafter. A righteous child whose character is shaped by Islamic teachings and manners becomes a source of ongoing charity for his parents. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "When a person passes away, all of his deeds come to an end except for three. Number one, ongoing charity. Number two, knowledge that benefits others. And number three, a righteous child who prays for him." Therefore, as an expression of gratitude for the great bounty of children, one must consistently fulfill their rights, especially by giving special attention to their Islamic education and upbringing. This ensures not only their success in the hereafter, but also helps them grow into responsible and positive members of society. To learn more about the Islamic upbringing of children, read the book titled Tarbiyat Aulad, published by Maktabatul Madina. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to raise our children according to true Islamic principles. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, children are a bounty from Allah Almighty. They are not born simply because we desire them. Humans only make an effort, but it is ultimately Allah's grace that grants children. He gives to whom He wills and withholds from whom He wills. Sadly, some ignorant people show ungratefulness even after being blessed with children. They create their own unjust preferences between sons and daughters. When a daughter is born, instead of thanking Allah Almighty for the bounty of a child, they complain and express discontent. From a worldly perspective, daughters may not seem to bring as much material benefit to the family. In fact, many fathers feel burdened by the significant expenses associated with their marriage. Perhaps this is why some unwise individuals frown upon the birth of a daughter. The mother is taunted with harsh words, threatened with divorce, and in some cases, even divorced if multiple daughters are born. Worse yet, some go as far as labeling daughters as a bad omen, which is an utterly baseless and unjust notion. Viewers, adopting such an attitude upon the birth of a daughter is a severe form of ungratefulness for the bounty of children, and it resembles the behavior of non-Muslims. Allah Almighty has described this mindset in the Holy Quran in the following words: وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: "And when one of them is given glad tidings of a daughter, his face remains darkened all day, and he is filled with rage. He hides from the people due to the supposed bad news he was given, asking himself, should he keep her alive in disgrace or bury her in the earth? Wicked is their judgment." This Quranic verse was revealed about the polytheists of Mecca, highlighting one of their disgraceful traits. When a daughter was born to them, they would frown and consider it a source of shame, and some even went so far as to bury their daughters alive. From this, we learn that expressing sorrow or ingratitude at the birth of a daughter is the way of non-Muslim. On one hand, there are people who are deprived of the bounty of children altogether. On the other hand, there are those who, despite being granted children, unwisely show ungratefulness. The root cause of this attitude is distance from Islamic teaching. When the ability to grant children doesn't lie in human hands, then blaming the mother for the birth of a daughter is nothing short of utter ignorance. The one who grants children and decides whether a person will be blessed with a son or a daughter is Allah Almighty, the All-Powerful. He blesses whom He wills with son, and He grants whom He wills with a mercy like daughters. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Translation from Kanz al-Irfan: He grants daughters to whomsoever He wills, and He grants sons to whomsoever He wills. Or He grants both sons and daughters, and He makes barren whomsoever He wills. He is all-knowing, all-powerful. This makes it clear that the power and authority to grant only sons, only daughters, or both sons and daughters to someone belongs solely to Allah Almighty. No woman has the ability to choose whether she will give birth to a son or a daughter. So when it is as clear as daylight that the distribution of children is not in human hands, then blaming or burdening a woman for it is not only unwise, but also a cause of ruin in both this world and the hereafter. Allah's distribution is equal and just for everyone. It is not as if He grants only sons to His beloved bondsmen and withholds them from sinners. Even among the noble prophets alayhi wasalam, we find different examples in terms of children they were blessed with. For instance, Sayyidina Lut and Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi wasalam had only daughters and no sons. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, on the other hand, had only sons and no daughters. And the leader of all prophets, the beloved of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, was blessed with 3 or 4 sons and 4 daughters. So whether a son or daughter is born, it is the divine will and distribution of Allah Almighty. A true bondsman should always be grateful and content with the decision of their creator and owner. Viewers, a daughter is such a bounty that Islam has declared her to be a mercy. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam corrected the false notions held by non-Muslims regarding daughters and beautifully highlighted their honor and value by saying, "Do not consider daughters inferior. Indeed, they are loving. Those who are blessed with daughters, one after another, have no reason to worry because the reward for this in the hereafter is immense." On one occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever has 3 daughters and treats them kindly, paradise becomes granted for him." Someone asked, "And what if he has 2? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that even if he has 2. Then it was asked that what if he has only 1? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded, "Even if he only has 1. May Allah Almighty bless us with the ability to be grateful for the bounty of daughters and grant us the honor and appreciation to respect and value them. Dear Song Brothers, a daughter is also a bounty from Allah Almighty, and she too has a heart that beats with emotion. To deprive her simply because she is a girl is neither wise nor befitting of loving parents. When it comes to children, parents should treat them all equally, whether it is in giving gifts or showing love and compassion. This fairness should apply among sons, among daughters, and between sons and daughters. Without any valid Islamic reason, no child, especially a daughter, should be overlooked or treated with less affection than the other. Such behavior can plant seeds of resentment and jealousy in their tender hearts. It can be deeply harmful to their emotional development. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has strongly emphasized that each children should be treated with fairness and equality. As Sayyiduna Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, "My father radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once gave me some of his wealth. My mother, Sayyiduna Umra bint Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, asked, 'I will not be pleased until you make the Messenger of Allah Almighty a witness to this gift.' So my father took me to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to make him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam a witness to the charity he had given me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked him, 'Have you done the same for all your sons?' My respected father replied, 'No.' The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then said, 'Fear Allah Almighty and treat your children justly.' Upon hearing this, my father went back and took that gift back." Islam has emphasized equality among children to such an extent that even in matters as small as giving a kiss, fairness has been encouraged. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a person was visiting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when his son came in. The person kissed his son and seated him on his thigh. Shortly after, his daughter also came in, but he only made her sit in front of him. He neither kissed her nor seated her in his lap. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, why did you not treat both of them equally? May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to adopt good conduct and a fair and just approach towards our children. Viewers, in today's episode, you heard about how children are such a tremendous bounty from Allah Almighty. You also learned about the responsibilities that come with this bounty and how we can avoid showing ungratefulness to Allah Almighty when it comes to our children. No amount of thankfulness is ever enough for this divine bounty. There are some couples who are deprived of this bounty altogether. And there are others who do have children, but they are not righteous or obedient. So now, as we conclude this episode, let's listen to a few spiritual remedies for those who wish to be blessed with righteous children and for those whose children are disobedient to help guide them back to goodness. When a woman has been expecting for 3 months and 20 days, she should begin the following spiritual invocation and continue it daily for 40 days. First, recite Durood 11 times. Then recite Surah Yasin 7 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before each recitation. After finishing, recite Durood 11 times again, then blow upon water and drink it. This practice should only be done if the woman can recite correctly. During the recitation, she should remain silent and not engage in conversation. Inshallah, she will be blessed with a righteous son. A childless man should keep 7 nafl fast. Each day, as the time for iftar approaches, he should recite Ya Musawwiru 21 times. Blow upon water and then give that water to his wife to drink. If the wife is also fasting, she may choose to break her fast with that water. By the grace of Allah Almighty, they will be blessed with a righteous son. Whoever places his hand on the forehead of a disobedient son or daughter and recites Ya Shahidu 21 times in the morning before sunrise while facing the sky, inshallah, that child will become righteous. Continue this practice until the desired change is achieved. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.